Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief. Hello, and welcome to the Business of Beverages. I'm your host, Will Keating. I'm joined in person by Padraig Foxy Fox.
Yes, Will, I'm here, live and unplugged.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. A little bit tired, I won't lie to you.
Yeah, I can you tell the listeners why you're a little bit tired?
Well, I went to Ireland versus Netherlands football game last night, and brief moment of elation in the third minute when Ireland took the lead, only to be crushed by the end of the game. And I made a very tactical decision that obviously it was going to take me a long time to go home in traffic at that hour of the evening, so I should probably have a pint or two instead.
Just while you were waiting for a taxi.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like, I wasn't home that late. But, somebody does have to answer for these Sunday night games. Saturday night, way better.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But you were out the town, you enjoyed your beverages. But now is the perfect time to be thinking about perhaps not drinking alcohol or looking for an alternative.
Yes, and you've actually put a glass with some Rocks ice in front of me here that I'm very curious about.
Yeah, so if listeners remember, we had David Oren on from GABA Spirits, GABA Labs more particularly, talking about their non-alcoholic GABAergic spirits that were going to essentially be a substitute for alcohol. And David was kind enough to send us a bottle, and I promised that we would sit down and we would try it together. And I had been sitting for about 6 months on this bottle waiting, and it's taken us a long time to sit down. So
here we are. You have poured it. It is a, what would you call that? A dark red wine kind of a colour?
It's a viscous, treacly kind of substance. I'll be honest with you, it looks like a juice more than anything else.
Ribena, a little bit Ribena syrupy.
Yeah, like Ribena or liquefied red velvet cake. It might look a bit like that.
And that's not to say it doesn't look great. It's just a very strong shade of deep purple.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't look like spirits as we would categorize them normally, but then it's not supposed to. It's different. Yeah. So we're advised to drink it on the rocks or with a premium mixer. So I've put it on the rocks, and I have provided a bottle of soda water, which, does it say the word premium on it?
It doesn't, but we can walk past that.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, right. Little tinkle, sláinte.
Cheers. That's not what I expected it to taste like.
No.
It's a little bit more herby than...
Absolutely.
There's a little bit of an afterburn there now. That wasn't there on the first sip.
It's definitely herbaceous. Yeah, it's definitely much more earthy than it is fruity. There's fruitiness there.
On the initial sip, but yeah. There's a little bit of that aniseed kind of herb spearmint almost into it.
I quite like it.
It's not terrible by any means.
I would drink that.
So remind me again what the purpose of drinking this is. So if you fancy a spirit, this gives you some sort of...
So this is supposed to, if you go back and you listen to the episode, which I'm sure
which
you did.
I obviously did, but just in case other people didn't.
So David was explaining that himself and his partner, Professor David Nutt, created GABA Spirits, GABA Labs rather, to essentially produce a range of drinks that they said would activate the GABA system within your brain, which essentially allows us to relax and enjoy ourselves. So ethanol does that, but ethanol does lots of other things. So the analogy was like, if they could get the science right, that they could activate these GABA receptors in our brains by playing the right keys on a piano, rather than ethanol, which is basically just thumping their fists on the piano and doing lots of other things. So it's doing lots of bad things, but it's also doing the other good things. So that's what this was their first cut at doing. They have another product, which they think is much more advanced, and they're in the process of getting FDA approval. But this is their first cut. I guess you'd describe it as a prototype. And interesting, for sure. Very flavoursome. I have no idea as yet, but maybe as the episode continues, we'll discover whether it has any effect.
True, and that we can actually drive home after this.
Yes,
which we can do on the label. Yes, we can operate heavy machinery still, I think.
Yeah, so it's not a de-alkalized product. It's a completely alcohol-free product from the start.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, I was expecting... We give some to Joe, our faithful recording engineer, and Joe gives it the thumbs down. I think I thumbs up from me, and I wasn't, you know, I haven't been paid to say that.
I'm going to try it with soda water.
Yeah,
your premium.
My premium soda
German
water.
Supermarket brand soda water.
I grabbed a bottle as I left. You could tell by the fact that there was no fizz when you opened it that you might be in trouble there. I think you just made a problem by diluting it. And now you've got more to drink.
Well, we'll see now in a second. I think if the soda water was slightly fizzier.
Would that help?
That would help. Mm. But it has definitely taken off a little bit of the herbaceousness.
Okay, well, I've topped mine up now, so I'm going to go for it. I've committed.
Well, it does say on the back of the bottle, no more than 200 mil in a single day. So let's just, you know, calm down.
Yeah, okay. Settle down. I can't be problem drinking with the stuff which is supposed to replace ethanol, surely. Well, I'm glad that we've set the scene for people. So we're sitting across the table. We're up at the Hellfire Studio. Joe is out through the doors. We have a non-alcoholic drink in front of us. And we're going to catch up because we've got some big news for people.
We do. Would you like to tell the people what the big news is, Will?
I would be delighted to. So we were discussing before we came on air what we would describe this as. And for me, I think this is the end of season one of BizBev Pod. So we've been at it for over 2 years. We have 63 episodes of thrilling, exciting, insightful content. We've worked incredibly hard. At least some of us have worked incredibly hard.
A good 50% of us have probably
worked. At least one of us has worked very hard. We've produced some brilliant moments. I've had an incredible amount of fun. I'm really excited for what the future will hold. But I recognise that, do you know what? September is a particularly busy time. And actually, strategically, we never took the break that we were planning to take to map out what we were going to do with the next episode. We actually set this up with the anticipation that we'd do a series, but we loved it so much and we had so much success that we just kept going and we never drew breath. So maybe it's time to draw breath.
Yeah, and to put it into context, when we started this, it was still very much world in pandemic mode, that mm-hmm. it was social distancing. I was off on parental leave. You were between projects at the time a bit as well. We probably did have a little bit more time on our hands than we do now as well. Like, as you said, September is very busy. You have three boys in school.
I have
two girls who started school this month as well. And like, life is busy. And what initially started off as what do we say, eight to 12 episodes per series. And then we go back like 62 episodes. That's, you know, 160 weeks worth of podcasts we've been dropping in.
Yeah. Plus, we made the decision after a couple of weeks, you had a brainwave. We were pitching different ideas for a way to get content every week rather than just every second week, which is when we did the episodes. And you had a brainwave to do a quiz. So we've done, you know, 60-odd quizzes as well.
Yes, that was my one contribution to this podcast. Host a quiz, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look, I think it worked. The quizzes are not designed to be anything other than what they are, which is a bit of crack.
Edutainment.
Edutainment. But I am genuinely excited and proud for what we've done. And we'll come on to what will happen next maybe in a minute, but it probably is, without doing a whole filler episode of, let's tell you about the
what
hits.
Was your favorite episode, Will?
We've already done that, I think. We got stuck shooting for an episode one time and had to fill it quickly. But I think the big thing for me is actually I genuinely feel that I set out to create with you something that was world-class. And I hope that we did. And I genuinely believe that we did.
Well, we are, forgive me if I'm wrong, the number one drinks-based marketing podcast in Sweden.
we have hit number one in the marketing charts in several countries. We're regularly top the charts in Ireland. We top the charts and then drop down, but we go up and down. But I have photographic evidence of us topping charts.
Every Christmas, number one tops the chart once at Christmas, and then they drop down the charts.
So we do chart very well in the marketing subcategory. We've done very well in the business subcategory, full stop. We have over 60,000 downloads. So, you know, we've over 60 episodes, we have 60,000 downloads. And from, I think, 120 different countries at the last time I checked.
Including Malawi.
We'll always have Malawi. You know, and recently we got our second ever download from the Seychelles. So our first download was our first episode, which we assumed was our good friend Connor out there. But, you know, somebody else has obviously discovered us in the Seychelles as well.
So, like, you know, tell a friend. That's how you get discovered.
But we have genuine highlights. I think we've had global leaders, you know, everybody from Mark Sands, Steve Grass, Mirko Wulff-Weigert, Rebecca Jago, anybody and everybody who I wanted to get on the podcast essentially has come onto the podcast. And I think there's lots more to come. And that's probably where I'd like to maybe just signal, what was the Winston Churchill quote I gave a minute ago? You know, this isn't the end. It's not the beginning of the end, but it might in fact be the end of the beginning.
Oh, we should probably just end the podcast there.
Yeah, but I'm hopeful for the future.
Yeah, look, we're just going to take a little break on sort of the bigger. We're not going away because we do still have. We're still going to do the quiz because it's just fun.
It's addictive once you get started.
Exactly, and you do love a good quiz. And I like beating you in a good quiz.
So, you're on quite a run.
I am. I feel. I don't know. I'm starting to run out of brands and niche drinks. But we're gonna keep going with the quiz. So yes, there will still be episodes dropping into your feed. Yeah. So we're not going away completely. And then hopefully 5 weeks time, give or take, end of the Rugby World Cup, everybody's settled into school, everybody's back into routine. We will come back with a little more of a, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, and I think it's a complete coincidence that the Rugby World Cup has come on, and that's the point at which we're taking a break.
Complete coincidence.
But I am excited about what will happen next. And honestly, I'd love some help. I think that there is a huge opportunity for us to build on what we've done. I don't think there's any other beverage podcast like ours. I think we have done what we set out to do, which was to create the most interesting and entertaining insights-based podcast for people in the drinks industry. It's not for consumers, it's for people in the industry, it's for decision makers, but it's for everybody. We follow the topics that we think interest us, and that's everything from barley to bartending, you know. And the ideal listener is either, you know, they could be a brewer, they could be a brand manager, they could be a CEO, they could be a founder, they could be a distiller, they could be a drinker. And I think that the opportunity is to build on that even more.
Yep. To be fair, we have covered some very diverse topics, yep, like how to open a bar.
Yes, you know, our most popular episode.
How to, you know, launch a brand in a very tough space. How to recover from launching a brand that didn't quite take off.
Yes.
We've covered quite a fair bit of different things in the drinks industry.
Yeah. And I think the opportunity really is for us to say, okay, well, in season two, our first season happened to be 63 episodes long, but in season two, how are we going to do things and who are we going to do it with? Because I'm adamant that we should think about broadening our horizons and, you know, sitting in a room and working out what our 10X is and all those, you know, moonshot and great things. But genuinely, I'm excited to do that. And I would send out an open invitation to people who are listening, who want to help, whether that's you through your company, whether that's through your own personal view or input, whether it's suggestions for guests, or really if somebody has a big ambition that they're looking to fulfill in the drink space for their company, for their B2B enterprise. If they're looking for a way to partner, you know, not simply sponsor, but partner with us, I think we'd be very open to entertaining those discussions as well.
Yeah, and you kind of glanced over a little bit as well, but definitely recommendations on guests as well, because the vast majority of guests we had were recommended by other guests.
Yes.
And I feel like most of our listeners know interesting people in this little niche industry that we all work in. So, you know, if there's somebody that you think will be well worth a chat, send them on.
100%. And one of the things that is very difficult about podcasting, so we see the numbers, and the numbers were very impressive. We've done much more than we ever expected.
But we went past episode 9, which apparently is like that is the challenge in podcasts. Get past episode 9.
Yeah, so we didn't pod fade, and we're not pod fading. We didn't just disappear after a certain number of episodes because we were disappointed with the numbers. We strong numbers, always have had strong numbers.
And you were saying last month was actually our strongest month to date on listeners.
Yeah, by about a factor of 30%. So we're on an upslope in the graph. But the right time for us is to take a pause and say, actually, you know, this is incredibly impressive. You know, we're getting over 4,000 downloads a month. You know, we're happy with the quality of guests. We're happy with the quality of content. I'm still enjoying doing it. But strategically, where do we want to go next? And how do we make it even better?
Yeah. So, you know, we, as always, you know, bizbevpod@gmail.com. If you have any ideas and you want to have a chat with us. We are active on Twitter and Instagram as well, but I think the nature of podcasting is it tends to be a little bit more. People don't necessarily listen to it when it drops. They'll listen to it like a week or so later. So do feel free to get in touch if you do have an idea or you want to give us a bit of feedback.
Yeah, LinkedIn, I think, is probably the first step for me anyway.
You love a bit of LinkedIn.
I do love LinkedIn. And I just, I don't get Instagram. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Twitter, I'm okay, but I don't know. It doesn't float my boat, but LinkedIn I can handle. So would love to hear from people. If you've got a company or you've got an idea or you've got a suggestion.
Or you want to be a guest or you know a guest.
Or you can find us ways to make this bigger and better. That's what we'd like to hear from.
Yeah. Until then, we're going to watch some rugby.
And have the odd drink.
I'll tell you, this stuff is really growing on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little dash of soda water has definitely opened it up a bit more. Okay. Even without the fizz.
Maybe I need to buy more premium mixers.
If you're a premium mixer manufacturer and you'd like to get involved and sponsor this section.
Right. Well, until the end of the Rugby World Cup, we hope you enjoy the quizzes. And please, if you want this to continue, if you want it to get better,
bizbevpod@gmail.com.
Don't forget, you can also subscribe.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod.
Shit. Missed that fly.
You just released an episode of Outtakes.
Yeah.